from KQED.
Well, we all know the Southern California real estate market is hot right now, but one area that's been very popular may surprise you. That's Porter Ranch. It's barely been a year and a half since a ruptured natural gas well there in Aliso Canyon storage field caused the nation's worst ever natural gas leak. But as KPCC's Ben Bergman reports, home buyers seem to be shrugging off the leak, especially those in the market for high-end properties.
I'm outside a model home at a luxury planned community called Westcliff at Porter Ranch. There are fountains in the front yard and in the back next to the pool behind this 5,200 square foot manor. This home goes for $1.5 million, but with extras like pools and landscaping, it can easily be $2 million, a price never seen before this year in Porter Ranch. That's even though the development sits about a mile from the gas leak. The strength of the market has surprised even Toll Brothers executives, who plan to build more than 1,400 homes in these hills overlooking the San Fernando Valley over the coming years. The company bragged to investors last year it didn't have to offer discounts after the leak. Longtime Porter Ranch real estate agent Ken Sampson says these days he rarely gets questions about the well.
Maybe one out of every 15 asked today. A year ago, it was on everybody's mind.
He says the whole thing has quickly been forgotten.
I believe that as a whole, the public in general doesn't really pay attention to it, to be honest with you.
Except for people like Lori Kerrigan, who says her family is still getting sick long after the leak was capped.
People that actually have experienced the grief and the doctor's appointments and the constant nosebleeds and rashes, they're not willing to go buy another house in Porter Ranch. They're willing to get as far away as possible.
A couple weeks ago, Kerrigan moved her three dogs and six kids to a house farther away from the gas field. She's not selling her old house yet because prices to Aliso Canyon have been slower to recover. Kerrigan says a number of her neighbors who want to sell have had the same problem. And she should know because she's a realtor. She doesn't want other people to go through what she has. So recently she found herself in the strange position of steering a client away from buying in the Toll Brothers development.
I told them, you know, don't buy until you know for sure. You have two small kids. Don't do it.
Was it tough to convince them?
Yes.
Kerrigan says it's tough to convince clients to stay away because they're getting the impression from Toll Brothers that everything is fixed.
If it's fixed, you assume it's okay. Not that we don't know what caused the blowout, and there are issues with the construction and how old it is. There are still elevated spikes.
Toll Brothers' Frank Sue acknowledges he still has concerns about the safety of the storage field. So what do his agents tell prospective buyers?
We tell them that the leak has been capped. The facility's been there for 50-plus years. It's probably the most regulated facility in the entire country. We feel like it's going to be very safe in the future. And most of our buyers that are coming in today, that's enough for them.
Sue says he wouldn't be recommending Porter Ranch if he didn't live here happily with his family.
We were here during the leak. My kids weren't affected. Porter Ranch is still a great place to live. It's not a horrible place.
It's also the rare place in L.A. where there are top schools, low crime rates, and the ability to customize a home from the ground up with a view. For buyers like Gabriel Barajas, those positives far outweigh any possible risks.
I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and me growing up always wanted to have a house up in the hills, and I finally bought it.
Were you concerned at all about the gas leak?
No, I told my wife that I was going to buy this house even if I have to wear a gas mask.
And his wife, Erica Barajas, says she has no worries either.
I know that they wouldn't be building these homes if we were in danger.
This week, a California Senate committee approved an emergency bill that would keep Aliso Canyon closed until the state finishes a study to determine what caused the leak. Southern California Gas Company opposes the measure. It maintains the storage field can operate safely while the study is underway. For the California Report, I'm Ben Bergman in Porter Ranch.